Hello, and welcome to your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joshua Onneman. A proposal moving through the Michigan House would expand parental access to their children's medical records by removing some existing confidentiality protections for minors who receive certain types of health care without parental involvement. House Bill 5974, introduced by State Rep. Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, is under review by the House Health Policy Committee. The measure would require healthcare providers to make a minor's medical records available to parents or legal guardians, except where federal law prohibits disclosure. In Michigan, state law places strict limits on what minors can do without a parent's approval, including getting a tattoo, purchasing tobacco products, signing legal contracts such as mortgages, or casting a ballot. Current Michigan law allows minors in specific situations to consent to services such as treatment for sexually transmitted infections, some pregnancy-related care, substance abuse treatment, limited outpatient mental health counseling for teens 14 and older, and certain federally funded family planning services. In those cases, the minor may control who can access the related medical records. Supporters of the legislation say parents should have full access to medical information involving children for whom they are legally responsible. Opponents argue that preserving confidentiality in limited circumstances encourages vulnerable teenagers to seek necessary medical care without fear of disclosure. The bill remains in committee as lawmakers continue to debate the balance between parental authority and minors' medical privacy rights. And in more news, a new effort to address housing needs across Huron County is getting underway after the Huron County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority secured a $40,000 rural readiness grant from the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. The funding will support a countywide housing conditions and development readiness study aimed at identifying housing shortages, affordability concerns, and obstacles to future residential development. Officials say the project is the first comprehensive review of its kind for Huron County. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, managed by the Huron County Economic Development Corporation, is partnering with planning and consulting firm McKenna to complete the study. Researchers have begun gathering data and will soon launch a public survey along with community outreach events scheduled throughout the summer. Local leaders say information collected will help guide future planning decisions, encourage investment, and support efforts to expand housing options for residents while strengthening the county's workforce and economy. Huron County residents are encouraged to participate in the upcoming survey to help shape recommendations for future housing development. And Huron County area seniors and their families attended the Senior Fair at Harvest Church on Thursday, June 18, 2026. Senior fairs have long served as community gathering places where attendees can meet service providers, learn about programs ranging from healthcare and transportation to financial planning, recreation, and discover opportunities to stay engaged as they age. Organizers say the Harvest Church event continues that tradition by bringing together agencies and businesses in one convenient location, giving seniors and caregivers access to valuable information and personal connections. Pastor Phil Hall of Harvest Church says the goal is to continue to host the fair for as long as possible, and that the church is happy to give back to the community. Admission is open to the public, and participants are encouraged to stop by to explore available services, ask questions, and learn more about resources available within the community. And the Village of Pigeon marked a milestone for local recreation this week, with official opening of its new playscape at the Community Rec Park. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday, welcoming children enrolled in the village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumb Bank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for attendees, and village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. And a research mission is bringing new technology to Saginaw Bay later this summer. From July 29th through September 4th, scientists with the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory will operate an uncrewed surface vessel known as SeaTrack as part of the SHARC project, which studies harmful algae blooms in Lake Huron. Based out of Sebring, the autonomous craft will collect water data while traveling throughout the bay, including areas as far north as Caseville. Officials are reminding boaters and other water users to keep a distance of at least 200 feet from the vessel while it is conducting research. And the Blue Star Mothers Chapter 178 were happy to make 180 snack bags for the veterans and their guardians who were picked to go on Honor Flight Mission 26 to Washington, D.C. Two local Huron County men were picked to go on this flight, Bob Haldane and Dan Little, both Vietnam veterans. Blue Star mother Marcia Janik and her husband Marv Janik, a Navy veteran, delivered the bins of bagged snacks to Flint Bishop Airport early Tuesday morning on June 16th. And if you go to the full written article on thumbnet.net, you can see a picture of the ladies that put that effort, organized from left to right. And wrapping your news for this hour, the Oliver Township Board of Trustees created a new branch of their government. In May, the board adopted an ordinance that confirmed they established the Oliver Township Planning Commission using Michigan's Planning Enabling Act. Sections of ordinance outline the scope, purpose, and intent of the commission, the terms, compensation, and the meetings of the newly created commission. Among the duties the Planning Commission will be responsible to handle are the subdivision and land division recommendations. And that has been your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joshua Onneman. And now we'll hand things over to meteorologist Steve Adamson for your precision weather update. Steve.